Now we go to other business. First on the item is Breakwater MRRPC revised record plan on Road 268. And gentlemen, I need to excuse myself from this, and I'll hand the meeting over to Mr. Smith.
This item was deferred at the February 18th special meeting. This is a request for revisions for setbacks for the multifamily fee simple lots and revised parking rationale for the multifamily sections. The previous approved plan was for a 40-foot front and rear yard aggregate. They had a minimum side yard setback of 20 feet for the duplex units. The revised plan is requesting a 30-foot front and rear yard aggregate and a minimum side yard setback of 5 feet for the multifamily fee simple lots. This request was due to the change in architecture of the proposed buildings. The 40-foot building separation would be reduced to 10 feet. The parking revisions are based on the current ordinance. 152 parking spaces are required for the duplex and triplex buildings. 84 is required for the multifamily. And as I stated, that's based on the current code. When the previous plan was approved, it was 3 spaces per unit. We did find out that the restrictive covenants or the condominium documents prohibit enclosing garages to living areas, and since the project's a residential plan community, the commission may modify or amend the height, area, and bulk requirements under that clause in the RPC ordinance. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott.
Well, Mr. Acting Chairman, I have a comment to make concerning this, if I might.
Please proceed.
If you recall, to the last special meeting, I had obtained a copy of the original site plan and a new site plan because I wasn't sure exactly what was being proposed. But with the parking ordinance change, what slammed into me was originally they were required to provide 315 parking spaces. They offered and was approved 441 parking spaces. And now they're coming back wanting to put in 236. That's a reduction of 205 parking spaces, but no reduction in number of units. I'm gravely concerned at the reduction in the parking that's being proposed. Even though it meets the current code requirement, if every time we have a change in the code that's to the benefit of a developer, I don't want to see them come running back in the door requesting changes in their plan to suit their needs, because on the flip side, we could have a change in the ordinances that could be more restrictive for other developments, and then are we going to turn around and say to those developers, now you got to come back to us because you got to do more? What's fair to the gander is fair to the goose. But like I said, the most blatant thing for me is that huge, drastic reduction in the number of parking units. As a commissioner, am concerned about our current ordinance that provides, and I'll follow it, of course, because it's the ordinance that says the number of parking spots that are required. But I think it's grossly inadequate when you have a multifamily project. I mean, in an area where you have 3 or 4 bedrooms and you only require 2.5 spaces, and that family happens to have 1 or 2 teenagers, where is the rest of the people going to park? If someone's going to have a party, where are people going to park? So my initial concern is the one that's most blatant, which is the huge reduction in the parking. Couple that with now they're wanting to reduce the setbacks with a project number one. They were already removing 205 parking spaces, which you would in essence think frees up more open space. Why are they now wanting to cram these buildings in closer? So if you're getting all that extra space because you're not paving over that much more ground to provide that much more parking, why isn't that space now available to allow for the adequate spacing between the buildings with the currently approved plan, not the one that's being considered before us today? So that's just my initial blush at looking at this. I'm not an architect to determine what's the best layout for this land, but gentlemen, that's my concerns.
You're looking at the aggregate reference. How about the 40-foot separation between buildings being reduced from 40 to 10?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. If they're coming in with a plan where they're not going to provide those 236 or 205 extra parking spots, that should have freed up some ground that would allow them to still maintain the separation from the buildings, I would think.
We got anything from the fire marshal chain that would reference some chain from the 10 feet? We've had that problem. We've had that problem at Home Park before. And kind of board of adjustment where they've reduced from 20 to 10 or 15 feet, and the fire marshal has given us response at 15.
I've not seen anything from the fire marshal's office.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson, would you like to hear from a representative of the applicant?
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Ben Gordy. I'm a project manager with Ocean Atlantic Associates. Basically, we were asking for the commission to consider the parking count to go back to, as you stated, that ordinance that was passed back in 2006 that reduces the required number of spots from 3 per unit to 2, and then 2.5 for 3 or more bedrooms. And then for the aggregate setbacks, our kind of idea is the market is kind of demanding more first floor living. So we're looking to expand the first floor, reduce the amount of space on the second floor so we can have at least one master bedroom on the first floor.
Okay. I'm sure this predates your time with this project, but I'm curious why originally with this plan, when it first was approved, the parking requirement was 315 spaces, but yet they provided 441. What would compel them to offer an extra 126 spaces more than they were required to in the first place? And now suddenly we're going to want to offer exactly what the code requires. I mean, what happened to that need for the extra 126 spaces? Yeah, over and above what was required.
Unfortunately, that was before my time, and this was a kind of a project where we purchased an approved plan from another developer.
Okay.
So.
But you understand my
yes.
questions and concerns for the sudden change, the drastic, what I consider a drastic change in parking, almost cutting in half. I realize that was before your time, and the other applicant, maybe promised us a son to get it through. It may have predated me. I don't know. I don't remember this particular project, but it did predate me. So, and I've been here 4 years.
Can I ask a question? You got both plans. What is the increased amount of open space?
I'll defer to Mr. Gordy.
There's no increased amount of open space. The original plan called for 3 parking spaces per multifamily unit. It was counting on a 2-car garage and then 1 car in the driveway. And actually, we're only offering 1-car garages on most of these units. I think there's one unit that has a 2-car garage.
So the decrease in parking space is a decrease of in covered.
Yes, in covered garage spaces.
Covered garage, okay. So the open space didn't change at all, right?
Something did. Because originally they, the original plan that I'm looking at that was approved had 210 garage spaces as part of that 441. So if you pull that out of that equation, that still leaves 231 that were outside somewhere. And now here, that's my question. Why are you wanting to shrink the buildings in closer when you've taken away all this additional parking that's a lot of which is outside? Or if you had a two-car garage, now you got a one-car garage, that obviously increased some living space on the first floor. I assume the two-car garage on the first floor. So, but one more thing. Because originally, yeah, now they're proposing 4269, looks like 111 in the garages. So, yeah, it's pretty much gone from 2 to 1. But that still doesn't address the issue of the other. I'm getting lost in my math now. I'm not very good at numbers, but there's still over 100 out there that just kind of disappeared on us.
How does the open space not increase?
Like I said, we only decrease the garages from 2 to 1. The only thing that affected the open space is we added a few additional parking spaces in between townhome building 18 and 24, I believe that is, and kind of adjacent to that in the open space on the left-hand side of that. Those parking spaces were not originally there.
And the open space is the balance between the lots and the size of the property, and the lot sizes are not changing, correct?
We're requesting the 5-foot side setback on the multifamily fee simple units. So that is considered the property owner is going to own that, and it's not considered open space.
Could you repeat that, please?
We're requesting the 5-foot setbacks. Okay. For the fee simple multifamily units. So they are owned by the property owner. That has no impact on the open space.
That's part of a lot. So in other words,
yes,
you increase
correct.
The size of the building on a lot. Because the lot doesn't count towards open space, you're not affecting the open
correct.
Space.
That'll give you a 10-foot separation between buildings.
Yes.
And how tall are the buildings?
I think we're maxed out at 42 feet.
And the fire service is okay with that?
We didn't submit any plans to them. We had our engineer kind of have some, just a conversation over the phone with them. But if you request that, we would be willing to submit the plans to the fire marshal and get their blessing.
I would think I would suggest to the commission that would be advisable.
We're trying to figure out what happened to over 100 parking spaces on this particular project Breakwater. We know where 111 disappeared to because they went from two-car garages to one-car garage. There's another 100-plus parking spots that were on the original approved plan that are not on the revised one they're wanting us to approve.
There are less units?
Nope. Just changing the parking code allows for new projects today coming forward seeking approval to have that.
Well, I would say it applies to all projects. It's a matter of, you know, whether you can make the change or not.
Which we can with this being an MRRPC.
Right.
Yes.
So
it conforms to the ordinance as the ordinance exists today?
Well, I can't say that
to
it conforms.
Current code, yes.
Not to these guys.
Sir, are you of the opinion that the information that you heard Mr. Counts ask about the fire marshal's office, is that some information that you feel that you could get the answers to
Yes.
the commission in a reasonable length of time?
Yes, we could definitely do that.
Yes, because I believe you stated that you've already had some conversations with them.
Yes, we've just had some kind of casual conversations over the phone, but kind of nothing in writing. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
One other thing, Mr. Acting Chairman, or
he's got to go.
Acting.
I'm sorry.
Perhaps one other thing for that they could take a look at as well is if they go back to which original code required, which is 315 spaces, see if they can come up with those instead of the 236 that they're proposing under this revised plan. I mean, that way they still meet the requirements of what the regs were back then when this plan was originally approved by the commission. And I can't speak for the gentlemen that were on the commission at the time, but I'm sure parking was an important issue when they evaluated this plan. And for whatever reason, the developer was offering at that time, like I said, an additional 126 more parking spaces than the code even required. So although it's changed hands and now we're in a new world or a new owner, but I just wonder how suddenly this need for parking has changed so drastic.
Well, Mr. Johnson, I think you've asked some good questions, and I'm sure that the representative of the applicant now is aware of those concerns. If you would think about possibly a motion for deferral so we could get the answers from the fire marshals, perhaps if the representative of the applicant comes back, he could endeavor to provide the commission with as comprehensive answers to your parking questions and concerns as possible. My thoughts would be that in a market like this, that they wouldn't be doing something that would stigmatize, the layout and site plan by taking away parking spaces if it wasn't something that they could do. But I'm not going to speak for them. And like you, I would prefer to have a little more of an explanation from the representative of the applicant. Because I believe I heard him say you've gone from two car garages down to one car.
Yes.
And a lot of this is a desire to be able to facilitate a projected market that would have a desire for ground level first floor master suites, correct? Yes. Thank you.
That's a question before you make a motion. Have any of these units been built?
We have three townhome buildings that have been built.
Three townhomes? Units.
Our three townhome buildings and three townhome are three of the multifamily duplexes.
Because it's hard to tell when you're at on site which is Cadbury and which is Lakewater. Yeah. So we kind of intermingle enough, it's really hard to figure out without a site plan in your hand. So those three buildings, you've seen how many units?
Well,
plus or minus.
There are, of the townhouses or the duplexes, townhouses, there's 18 units.
18 buildings. And how about the duplexes?
Duplexes, there are two duplexes to four, and then one triplex to seven.
7 units, okay.
Those have all been built to the plan that's previously in existence.
Yes.
So they were built with, and taking into consideration the required parking back then?
Yeah, but you can take it back.
I believe they only have one car garages on this.
The difficulty to get in there, you end up, if those units have been sold, we end up with decoration plan problems based on the Unit Property Act with the state. Or what, those people could complain about the changes unless they were approved with the same, in the same design or same, they purchased a unit similar to what's proposed now.
How many units are done?
As the other duplex triplex, I think 25.
Yes.
18 of the towns and then seven between the duplex and triplex building. That's 25.
But were they built with the setback requirements of the original plan or under what they're requesting today?
Should have been. We might have to ask that question.
Yeah, I believe they were built to the previous plan.
I would want to know that those folks aren't too upset about this, because it's under construction now. If it were still in the planning stage, I think it would be a relatively easy change to make. But at this point, I think we have to move carefully. So, and I apologize for coming in late, but apparently there are some questions that you have asked the applicant to address. Maybe we do want to defer, but to ask those answers to be put in writing and give them 7 days to do it or something. Let's not wait forever. Just a thought.
So we want input from the fire marshal concerning what, Mr. Couts?
Building separation.
The building separation?
Yeah, I think you do. Your position about the 10-foot separation.
Whether that's acceptable to them?
Right.
Is there any change in stormwater at all? Does it affect stormwater calcs or anything?
Okay. No, it's not.
Okay.
Just where people are going to park.
May not be a problem, but let's get the answer.
You might be able to bust them in from the high school parking lot.
Shared parking.
Excuse me. I digress.
Shared parking.
Well, Mr. Whomever, I move that the commission defer action on this matter to give the applicant 2 weeks to obtain information from the fire marshal concerning the setback being acceptable, and that should be submitted to the commission writing, along with a detailed explanation in writing as to how this plan is superior in design that would warrant the commission to change the aggregate from 40 to 30 feet. And that more detailed information be provided concerning the parking and the
Johnson, I think that sure. This is not a cluster, so
I understand.
Superior design is not an issue.
Well, there's a can have the freight. There's another
design ingenuity.
Thank you. That's okay. What I was looking for.
Okay.
The design ingenuity.
All right then.
That would warrant the commission to give this consideration for the aggregate change.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott.
And you want to check the setbacks on the ones that are built, right?
Right, that's the fire marshal deal. Right. Oh, the existing setbacks on the existing structures built.
Gentlemen, Mr. Johnson's made a motion as stated. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Who was second? Was there a second on that?
I did.
Yeah, Mr. Burton second.
Mr. Burton. Want to revote?
No, that's fine. No. If he seconded, the record shows it. Then there's one pair.
Motion carries.
And one not participating.
Yeah, one abstention.
And let the record show Vice Chairman Gordy's abstained. And I'm going to turn the meeting back to Vice Chairman Gordy.